Good evening, world, and good evening, Philippines. Welcome to Zinger's podcast. This is Zoe. I'm from the Philippines. I am a queer Catholic and an absolutely useless lesbian. I'm also unemployed and a millennial, so you know, we've got a lot in common, and there's a whole lot to unpack here. This podcast is going to be about lifestyle, faith, queerness, job hunting, and general millennial life. 2019 is looking both hopeful and messy. But let's just hope that's not going to be the level of mess that 2018 was. Now, it is the day after Valentine's, February 15th. So for those of you who had Valentine's dates, I really hope that you're still together, first of all. And I hope you had a good Valentine's. And remember, Valentine's Day is just an excuse to spend the day together and lavish love on your special someone. Make sure that you love them throughout the year and that you show it. Not just in special occasions, but every day too. For those of you who, like me, are single and either looking or bitter, it's gonna be okay. We're gonna find someone. If you want to have a life, you have to live it. And you can't just wait around looking for love. Because sometimes that leads you looking in all the wrong places. It's a lesson I've had to learn. Like, at this point, I don't even remember how many times I've deleted and re-downloaded and deleted and re-downloaded my dating apps. Which is not to say that I've taken a break from them, but I've had to learn to use them wisely. And flirting with strangers is just really dangerous when you're really gay. Because you never know when the person you're flirting with is in fact a straight girl who thinks that lesbians are gross. Also, I'm a closet case. I mean, I cannot come out to my parents. Which is hilarious when you consider the fact that I'm making a podcast and whining about being an absolutely useless lesbian. I mean, just yesterday, Valentine's Day, I was hanging out at the Feb Fair. The Feb Fair is a week of Valentine's event at my school, at my university that I graduated from, and my mom has a booth there where she sells stuff, baked goods mostly, and some of our family friends had come over, and one of them, a friend of my aunt's, he brought his sister, and she was gorgeous, and I was staring at her. I couldn't help it. So, like, is this gay eye contact? Because there was eye contact there. I was staring and she was looking back and smiling. Like, is this it? I don't know. Is this something straight girls do? Oh my gosh. I don't know. But, so, like, I chat with her just a little bit, but it has to be friendly because family is there and I'm not out to family, which is so frustrating, but I value them and my relationships with them would change so much if I were to come out and just, it's a mess. It's a huge mess. I was out at school. I don't know if I'm gonna be out at my next job, at my job if I get one, when I get one, and I have to think positively when I get one, but I'm not out to my family except to my brother, and that's so stressful, partly because I can't flirt with strangers in front of them, like cute girls who are friends of family. So we were chatting and she gives me her real name and I add her up on Facebook the night after, and I just send her hearts and happy Valentine's, and she sends me a kissy emoji. Like, is this gay? I sent a screenshot to a group chat. Now, we all know that if there's someone you're into and you're texting or chatting, pretty much every group of friends within a certain age range is going to have a group chat, and they're going to talk about it. Like, I sent the screenshot to my friend group, the lesbians who like hockey friend group, and one of them was like, yes, this is gay. It's so hard to tell if you're a person involved, but apparently if you've got an outside perspective, or if, like some of them, you have a certain degree of experience in the matter, you can tell. But I can't tell, and now we're kind of talking, and I'm so scared. Like, what if she is into me? And I end up kind of dating, or even just flirting with a friend of a friend of family that's really close. And I don't know if I would be able to handle being out to my extended family. Like, in our extended family, there is one gay cousin. He's the butt of everyone's jokes. Like, we love him. He's a good dude. And he's such a kind, hardworking person, but he's the butt of so many jokes. And I don't know if I could handle that. And I don't know if I could handle the judgment and their views on me changing. Like, as far as the family's concerned, I'm the weird genius. That's who I am to them. That weird girl who's really smart and also kind of lazy. I don't know how to handle being the other gay one. Gosh. Anyway, on the other hand, what if she isn't into me and I flirt way too hardcore? And she tells people, and my reputation would be so weird. Like, I'm not even scared of that, but it's a thing that has to happen eventually if I ever date a girl. It's a thing that has to happen eventually if I go long-term in a relationship, and it's scary, but what the hell, I'm young. I have to have time to adjust to it, and I guess this is me adjusting to it, which is a nice thought. What I am super unsure of is, like, do I ask her out? How do I indicate to her that, hey, hi, I'm queer, I'm into you, are you into me too? Without pushing too hard, like... The lesbian movie marathon did not prepare me for this. Neither did dating apps, because at least on dating apps, if you swipe right on a girl, there's this presumption that she can see you because she's also into girls. Right? So, like, Anyway, I hope I can update you all soon with a more positive piece of news. Speaking of news, in lifestyle and politics, just very recently, the other night I think it was, Rappler editor and CEO Maria Ressa was arrested after the deadline for the time had run out for bail by a bunch of supposed NBI. And I'm pretty sure this arrest is illegal, because you're not supposed to arrest someone without wearing name tags, and you are not supposed to harass people who are recording it, because first off, these are journalists. That's their goddamn job, to record things, and you are not supposed to threaten them and tell them that you'll come for them if you see their face on the internet. Like, if you're saying shit like that, that's pretty indicative that you know you're doing something you shouldn't, right? I mean, I'd get nervous, but I know I'm doing something that my family would think I shouldn't. That's different. This is public officials doing a thing that they should not do with the government support. Like, what the fuck is up with that? So, I guess this is me adding my voice to the mix, trying to add to the people who are dissenting. Okay, it's getting late. We're out of time now. So catch me again next week, and I will be whining about sports and the government. Sounds exciting? Maybe, hopefully. So follow us on Instagram, Zingers Pod. Apparently there's also another podcast called Zingers, but I can't find it, and they've never posted. So fuck that. I'm taking this one. Okay? See you around.